Sorry, the Lord be with you. I hope you are well for wherever you find yourself this morning. It is great to see you this morning as there's all sorts of change continuing to go on as to how we are dealing and acting and reacting with all that is happening. But we are slowly but surely moving forward, I believe, in the right direction as to how we are continuing to connect with one another, both physically and virtually. We have our communion services on Wednesdays and also on Sunday morning at 9:30. We have our prayer, Zoom prayer meeting is back on Tuesday evenings at 7:00. There is a private prayer here on Thursdays at 10 till 12. On Friday, we have coffee morning. And on Sunday also, we have our car park gathering at 10:30. As we continue moving forward and seeing what we're able to do and with what guidelines are there and what where we continue to stretch out what we can do, but also wanting to do everything in the safest, most possible way for all of us. Prayer is needed and wisdom is needed as well for all the activities as we continue back. And yet, as we have been reiterating, the church, the building may have been closed for so long, but the church was still so very active. And as we are here this morning, and as we continue on in our season of Jeremiah, in just looking at what God had to say to his people way back then, and what God has to say to his people this very day. Let's just quieten our hearts before we pray together our collect for purity. And so we pray. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the teaching of Jesus, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you. Spirit of God, search our hearts. And so we pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on us. Pardon and deliver us from all our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And our collect for today. O Lord, hear the prayers of your people who call upon you, and grant that they may both perceive and know what things they ought to do, and also may have grace and power faithfully to fulfill them. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our first reading is from Jeremiah chapter 9, beginning at verse 23. This is what the Lord says. Let not the wise boast of their wisdom, or the strong boast of their strength, or the rich boast of their riches. But let the one who boasts boast about this, that they have the understanding to know me, that I am the Lord who exercises kindness, justice and righteousness on earth. For in these I delight, declares the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And if you can, please stand. Hear the gospel of our Savior Christ according to Mark chapter 9, beginning at verse 30. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. They went on from there and passed through Galilee. He did not want anyone to know it, for he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, "The Son of Man is to be betrayed into human hands, and they will kill him, and 3 days after being killed, he will rise again." But they did not understand what he was saying and were afraid to ask him. Then they came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, "What are you arguing about along the way?" But they were silent, for on the way they had argued with one another about who was the greatest. He sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all." Then he took a little child and put it among them, and taking it in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, we thank you for your word. We pray it brings wisdom, encouragement, and challenge to our hearts this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. It feels very appropriate this morning as we read in Jeremiah, "Let not the wise boast of their wisdom or of their strength. Those who are strong of their strength are rich to boast of their riches. After the joy that I had of Ronaldo coming to Man United, that we were humbled wonderfully in the Champions League by young boys, by being losing 2-1. And yet in all these things that we boast and we find strength and encouragement from, it can also be a downfall, because it doesn't always yet last. And yet the challenge that the Lord gives us in Jeremiah, "Let the one who boasts about this, that they have understanding to know me. I am the Lord who exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth. For these things I delight." Now, God is not saying that wisdom is nothing to boast about, and strength is nothing to boast about, and riches is nothing to boast about. These are good things. All of these things are really good. But without kindness, without looking for justice, without righteousness from the Lord, these things mean nothing. And that is the challenge for all of us. How we boast, how we live, how we talk. And not just about the things we talk about, but even in our collect this morning, don't just think about these great things, but have the grace and the power to fulfill these thoughts. I don't know if you, like I, can have some ideas of what I should be doing each day. Oh, I need to do this. I need to do that. And it can remain a thought. And if I could have a show of hands, or whoever has thought about doing things but then never does it, I think all of us would put our hands up saying, "Oh yeah, I thought about doing that and I completely forgot." All of us would be guilty of that. And the challenge that Jeremiah had, as Bert so eloquently put last week, of being a youth, but yet in his inexperience, depended on God to bring the word of the Lord to people who had forgotten their space. And realizing and just looking at their surroundings, forgetting who was with them in their surroundings. "I am just young, who am I?" God says, "You are the one who I am calling for such a time as this to bring my word." And he does. And there can be people say, "Well, I'm too strong. I don't need to prove myself on this. I'm too wise. I'm not going to do these things. I'm too rich. I don't need this stuff." And God is like, in your wisdom, in your strength, in your riches, in what you think, in how you act, in how you give. Have kindness. Look for justice to be brought and the righteousness of the Lord. These are the things that God delights in. And this argument that the disciples are having on who is the greatest, this is an argument that continues every single generation. Who is better? Oh, I'm better because I can do this. Oh, they're better because they can do that. We argue with one another, and Jesus reminds us it's about how you serve. It's about how you are able to bring and show love to those around us. And I think for all of us, we need to have that wisdom, that strength, those riches to bring about kindness, to bring about justice and God's righteousness for all of us. And as Jesus places the child amidst his followers, treat even the most innocent, the most weak, the most vulnerable in the best way that you possibly can, in my name. Because in doing this for me, it's not just for me, but it is for your Father as well. Amen. Let us affirm our faith. Do you believe and trust in God the Father, source of all being and life, the one for whom we exist? We believe and trust in him. Do you believe and trust in God the Son, who took our human nature, died for us, and rose again? We believe and trust in him. Do you believe and trust in God the Holy Spirit, who gives life to the people of God and makes Christ known in the world? We believe and trust in him. This is the faith of the church. This is our faith. We believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Blessed are you, Lord our God. You give us the opportunity to meet you in the call of the poor and in the cries of the needy. Give us the courage to serve and to share in the love that you have for all people. Teach us to be attentive and open to others, for in meeting them, we meet you. Blessed are you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Father, we give you thanks for all who have cared for us and brought us to know you and your love. We ask your blessing on all who serve you within your church. May our churches be ready to serve the needs of our community and throughout the world. We remember all who give their lives to relieve the sorrows and suffering of their fellow beings. Lord, in your mercy. As we rejoice in your goodness and grace, we remember all who hunger, all who are homeless, all refugees and stateless people. We remember ethnic minorities who are suffering from persecution. We pray for those who suffer through war and violence. We ask your blessing on all who are underpaid and are treated as slaves. We pray for all fair trade organizations. Lord, in your mercy, we give thanks to you for the love and care in our homes. We remember how much we are served and looked after by those around us within our community. May we never take our community and any who care for us for granted. May we learn to help as much as we can within our own homes and within our society. We ask you to bless all homes where there is poverty or great debt. And we remember also homes where some individuals are ignored or taken for granted. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we pray for areas of poverty and bad housing throughout our world. We remember all who do not have the basic needs of care and attention. We ask your blessing upon all who are ill and those who feel lonely or neglected. And we remember especially children separated from their loved ones and children taken into care. Lord, in your mercy. And we take a moment of silence now to lift up our own personal prayers to you. Lord, in your mercy. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost. Grant that we may learn to be generous and gracious, as are your saints who now rejoice in your kingdom. We rejoice in the fellowship of all your saints and ask your blessing upon our loved ones who are departed from us. Merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And again, if you can, please stand. Christ is our peace. He has reconciled us to God in one body by the cross, and we meet in his name and share in his peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you. And give each other a wave from where you are standing. Please be seated. Blessed be God who feeds the hungry, who raises the poor, who fills our praise. Blessed be God forever. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us celebrate the feast. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, Lord of all creation, we praise you for your goodness and your love. When we turned away, you did not reject us. You came to meet us in your Son, welcomed us as your children, and prepared a table where we might feast with you. In Christ, you shared our life that we might live in him and he in us. He opened wide his arms upon the cross, and with love stronger than death, he made the perfect sacrifice for sin. Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, on the night before you died, you came to table with your friends. Taking bread, you gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the bread of life. At the end of supper, you took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me. Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the true vine. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Holy Spirit, giver of life, come upon us now. May this bread and wine be to us the body and blood of our Savior Jesus Christ. As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us who know our need of grace, one in Christ, our risen Lord. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, blessed Trinity, with your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of thanks and praise and lift our voice to join the song of heaven, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Thanks be to you, our God, for your gift beyond words. Amen, amen, amen. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. We being many are one body, for we all share in the one bread. The gifts of God for the people of God. Jesus Christ is holy. Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God the Father. Amen. I'm going to invite George and John up to pass around communion. And so the body of Christ, given for you. And the blood of Christ, shed for you. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace, and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. And again, a polite reminder, if you can leave your cups on the tray at the back, and please do bring your service sheets home with you. As you receive this blessing, know as much as this blessing is for you, it is for you to pass on to those around you how God calls you and demonstrates to you. So may you know the goodness, the kindness, the justice, and the righteousness of God your Father. May you know the example of Jesus and his kindness, his goodness, his pursuit of justice and righteousness, and how you are called to live your life. And may you know the voice of Holy Spirit as you are wooed and encouraged to share that kindness, that goodness, that pursuit of justice, and to know God's righteousness. Be who God has called you to be. Love as God has loved, and forgive as God has forgiven. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ.